He told George Asikri on Behind the News that Maslok is putting in place strong measures to recover all debts, including legal action.
We haven't said anywhere that we are not giving the cars to DPRD, but the fact of the matter is that the prices are way above the market average or prices of the same cars, even at the retail price. And this is where the controversy has actually arisen.
We understand that some actresses, actors, as well as members of parliament also procured some vehicles from Maslok but have not paid. Is that also true?
That is exactly true.
But for such, how do we retrieve the money?
There is this misconception that Maslok has got some strong political component or activities along its value chain. And that is what I am changing it. And seriously, Maslok is changed. Trust me. You see, different institution altogether, and because of that, we are doing a lot of restructuring, and one of them is to make sure that we collect our money. Our debtors' portfolio is over 100 million Ghana. People owe us that much, and I mean, it includes high-profile ex-administration officers or ministers, and then current MPs, both MPP and NDC, and then these musicians, actors and actresses, and then the ordinary Ghanaians who are privately doing their business. All of them owe us. And we are putting strong measures in place in taking. That's why I think it's also in the news that we have been able to confiscate some of the cars. And these are some of the strong measures we are embarking on aggressively to ensure recovery. We sent a letter to the clerk of parliament. We are yet to receive response from them. We haven't. And it won't end there. We are going to even publish names of our debtors. And it won't end there. Beyond that, we'll take legal action.
Chief Executive Officer of Maslok, Stephen Amoah.